Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 million protection package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, could the negative energy around him when he was a teen have manifested or attracted something to him?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oh, that indeed it is. And yes, if you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, the phone number is 855-853-4802. We would love to hear your ghost stories, and we got that archive. It's the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. More than 10 years of ghost stories every day. I don't even know how long it would take to listen to everything. Probably years if you listened 24/7. It's all there for you on Apple Podcasts in our archive. It's also at patreon.com/realghoststories or our website, ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. Let's jump right into our phone call and see what we got to listen to today.
Hey guys, my name is Alex, and I'm from Texas. My story is not like too crazy or anything, it's just more like weird. So ever since I was a little kid, like I would see things and like hear things and sometimes feel things, and I thought maybe it was just my imagination, because, you know, kids have imaginary friends, and, like, just, I had a really active imagination, so I thought maybe it was just that. But now that I've really, like, thought about it and heard other people's stories, and they're kind of similar, I guess I wanted to share mine, too. The earliest thing I can remember is when I was around 6 years old. I lived on my grandparents' property. They have a big plot of land in San Antonio, so I lived here. But my parents got a house on the property, and so did my tia and my tio. So I would play with my cousins all the time outside. And, like, while my tia's house was being built, and I actually live in it now, so it's funny to think about it. But when it was being built, it was split into two because it's a mobile home. So when we were kids, we were idiots, and, like, we were being bad. We would, like, jump in between the two parts of the house, which is really, really dangerous because there's like these really big, like, iron spikes that I guess hold the house together or something. I don't know. I don't know anything about construction, but yeah, so we would jump in between the gaps. And one time I slipped, and I only remember this really vividly. I don't remember any other time, but I knew we did it a lot. But I only remember this one time because I slipped and I was falling, and I was going out. If I would have completely fell, I would have landed face first into the spikes, and it probably would have maybe killed me. If not killed me, definitely would have done some like really permanent damage. And my cousins were on the other side of the house, so they didn't see me because I was trying to catch up. So nobody was around me. I was alone, but something stopped me. Like, I swear, like, I didn't hold on to the ledge or anything because I was already too far gone, I guess. But something grabbed me and shoved me back. Like, I got pushed back. Not too hard, but just enough to where I kind of flew back and fell on my butt. I just sat there and I was like, well, that's weird. Like, because I was just falling. There was no way for me to be able to push myself back. Another memory I have is when we moved out of the property and moving into my current parents' house, we were looking at the house. I was standing in what would be the game room or my dad's room. And I would look across the hall into what would be my room. And I would see like these little like black shadow heads like popping out of the door frame. Like, if I wouldn't see a full body or even half a body or a chest, like I would just see like what would be a head and the neck, and they would like pop in and out, kind of like Pablo's a weasel, like pop in and out of the door frame. And I remember like crying and screaming, and my cousin was like, what's wrong with you? Like, there's nothing there. But I would just keep telling him, like, what is that? Like, what's that? It was like, and when we moved in, I would be playing Super Nintendo in my dad's room, and I would peek over, and I would see like the heads popping in and out. And from what we knew, like, there was no bad history of the house. Like, the previous owners had passed because they were just old, and the guy was like a World War II veteran or something. So I never felt any like negative energy in that house. Neither did my dad, because he usually like, he's able to like feel when there's like evil and stuff like that. He never felt anything. So I never understood what that was. Unless it was just my imagination, but it used to scare me a lot. The last, like, serious thing I remember, it was in middle school. I was still living in that house. My friends and I were being dumb, and we made a Ouija board out of my notebook. We weren't taking it serious, and I know that's a really bad thing to do, but we were stupid teenagers. I was, like, 13 or 14 at the time. We were almost not making a mockery of it, but we were joking around too much and not taking it serious enough or taking any, like, precautions or anything. I was trying to be an edgy teen because I was, like, really into, like, death metal, like, heavy metal, so I wanted to, like, follow the crowd and be edgy. So I bought a pentagram necklace, and I would wear it all the time, even though my family's Catholic. I think I did it just to, like, make them mad, you know, the angsty teen. But anyway, I would wear a pentagram necklace, and I also had, like, a kind of like a ring keychain thing, so I would wear that all the time. And so we did the Ouija board while I was wearing that stuff, and I guess I manifested this negative energy because I have really severe depression, so I was always super negative, and I was really suicidal at the time. So I guess I had all this negative energy around me, and it just manifested into something, maybe, or it attracted something. I'm not quite sure. I went back home, and usually my mom would come into my room at night to put away our clothes because she would do all our laundry. I mean, it was just me and my dad and her, but she would do the laundry and come in at night and put the clothes away or whatever. So I was used to hearing somebody moving around in my room at least one point in the night during the week. And so I heard a noise, and I was like, oh, it's just my mom. But I didn't hear the drawers open. I was like, that's kind of weird. Maybe she just put them on top of the dresser so I could put them away or whatever. But so I looked, I opened my eyes, and there was somebody standing there, and it wasn't my mom. It was like a little girl, or maybe a small woman, but I'm assuming it was a girl. She was dressed in all white. I know it sounds cliche, but she was like all white with long black hair. And I know I wasn't in like a sleep paralysis. I was just scared, and I couldn't move. I couldn't move if I wanted to, but I didn't because I was, I guess, paralyzed with fear. But I just like stared at her, and I was like, what the hell? And I I was like gonna speak, and then she like opened her mouth, and it was like a screeching, like a really loud screeching noise, like kind of like the noise you get with the bad interference on the phone, that weird screeching sound. It was like that, and it hurt so much, and I think I passed out from the fear. Things like that would keep happening, like things would move around, or when my friend was over, the one I did the dumb stuff with, we were in the kitchen eating. My parents had, they went out, you know, they went to the club or something. They were just having like a date night, so they let me have my friend over so I wasn't alone. When we were eating in the living room, I heard like a slam, and I looked through the hallway and my door like slammed shut. And there's no way that would have happened with the force that it slammed. So that scared the crap out of us. We were like, what the hell are we gonna do? And then the hallway door shut. And I was like, oh no. So I opened it, looked through the hallway, nothing was in there, of course, went into my room. The lights were off, and I always had a nightlight on because I had a rabbit, and he liked the nightlight on. He didn't like to be in the darkness, so his nightlight was off, and I never left it off. The light bulb was fine because I was able to switch it back on with no problem. So things like that would keep happening, and then I finally was like, you know, maybe it's this or something, because I was raised in a Catholic family, so you know I had that. You know, it's evil or demonic, even nothing to do with Satan, but still. I got the necklace and all the other, like, little edgy pentagram stuff that I had, whatever. And I chunked them into the street, and once I did that, everything stopped. No more activity. I wasn't, like, uneasy or nothing happened again. I would still see the shadow heads every now and then throughout my teenage life, and I think I also saw a shadow person a couple years ago as an adult, so I don't know, like, sure, like, what that is, unless I am just, like, imagining things. But thank you, and I love your show, and I hope you stay on the air for many more years to come. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. What's your thoughts on that?
No, I think he was living in a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was activity in that house. Then, you know, maybe, I don't know, with him kind of starting to play around with Ouija boards and kind of get into that stuff you do as a teenager. Like, you try to be all edgy and look at me, I'm a witch or whatever you want to say. I don't know. Maybe some of that kind of opened the door for more activity. Do you think that's possible? I mean, could you live in a haunted house and make it worse?
Yeah, certainly, without a doubt.
That's what I think he might have done.
Does he stir it up with whatever you're doing, and that happens to you? You start doing occult practices in a haunted house. I don't think I'd want to be hanging out there to see what happens next.
I just think it's a bad idea.
Yeah, not the greatest of ideas, and probably explains what exactly is going on in that man's world. Thank you
That could happen.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802, our number. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, check it out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers, and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.